I'm here with the director, writer. Do some a little producing too?
Yes, sometimes when it's necessary.
Rodrigo Garcias, and we're gonna talk a little about your last days in the desert. You wrote and directed this film, and it feels very personal. And
does it?
Yeah, I felt that way.
I had this idea that came to me wholesale about Jesus coming out of the desert and running into after his 40 days of fasting and prayer and finding a father and son who live in the desert and who are sort of trapped in a conflict and Jesus trying to help and in helping some and hurting some. So that was the idea. And as I developed it more and wrote about the mother and brought in the character of the demon who talks to Jesus, and I started to see what I really thought it was about. I didn't set out to make a religious film. It was really about fathers and sons and the impact of children on their parents and parents on their children.
I like about it was that it didn't feel like a religious film. It actually felt a lot, too, like a play. Like I was watching a play.
And yet there's very little dialogue.
Yes.
And it's mostly out in the desert. Yeah. So, I don't know what it is that can, that gives people the impression, perhaps the intimacy of it, hopefully the intimacy of it. But, as a play, I think it has no more than... Total, there must be no more than 15 or 18 pages of dialogue.
I suppose maybe a better description it would be like a visual play, where you're just looking and absorbing and you had some wonderful performances.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I was very happy to work with Ewan. He's someone apart from being an excellent actor, he, he just. Projects a great deal of empathy and a great deal of sympathy and connection with the human and with the others. And he did a very beautiful job of distinguishing Jesus from Lucifer, very simply, but very... You were never unsure who you were looking at. And then the other actors, Ty, an exceptional young actor, Kieran Hines, who's been in 100 movies. He's one of those actors people know and love and sometimes don't remember his name or can't remember where they've seen him, but they know they love him.
Yes.
And Ayelet Zurer, who's a terrific Israeli actress who I've known about her work for a long time.
The film comes out very soon, actually. It comes out, I think, next month. I know what I got out of it. Is there any expectations of what you want the audience to get out of it?
Well, you always have cautious expectations. Mm-hmm. A part of you would want everyone to go crazy for it and connect with it. Mm-hmm. But that seldom happens. I would like people to connect with the themes of it, fathers and sons and destiny and whether we can make our own way or whether things are already written for us. How children protect their parents, how parents protect their children, and then life lived in time. You want people to see all these themes. I would like, of course, for non-Christian and non-religious audiences to be able to see the story for its themes and understand them in their own terms. And I hope Christian audiences can connect with this 3-day fiction.
Right.
So far, the response from Christian audiences, and Christian is, of course, simplifies it a great deal. Mm-hmm. There's hundreds of different of Christian audiences, have very favorably reacted to what they say is a very human portrayal of Jesus where he feels like a real person. And I think that's, of course, one of the best things that Ewan brought to it.
I think... Your visuals were just you have Emmanuel Rubeski.
Yeah, I mean, Chiv, of course, is one of the best DPs working. He's very talented. He's very committed, very fastidious, very detail oriented. you know, so, yeah, I always wanted him to make the movie. You know, I worked with him before he shot my first movie, but I hadn't worked with him for a while. But I always sort of had this idea that I really wanted him to do this one. And mm-hmm. and we shot it very simply. It's almost shot like a documentary. We're out there without a dolly, without big like grip equipment, with no lights. You know, it's all shot mm-hmm. in the right place at the right time of day.
Which desert was this?
The Anza Borrego Desert is a desert near San Diego.
Uh-oh.
I picked it because it looked like its own place. It didn't look Middle Eastern. It doesn't look American. It doesn't look South American. It just looks like it has its own particular character.
It does. It really does. It really does.
Yeah.
So what do we should be expecting from you next on in movies and in television? Because I've seen many of your shows on TV.
I've written and done a lot of movies that are around women and female characters and their contemporary psychological. I have some stuff of that in the works, especially in series. In movies, you know, this movie sort of took me out of that stretch of movies mm-hmm. that I've written. I mean, Albert Nobbs was different, but I didn't write that. It was based on other sources. But, you know, I'd like to do different stuff. I mean, I've always wanted to do a genre movie, like a horror movie or a sci-fi movie, and I'm warming up to that.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Well, Rodrigo, I know you have a busy morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And much success.
Thanks.